Humber ETC. As midterms are fast approaching, the stress may be starting to kick in, and schedules may become very busy, which can significantly affect your mental health. However, there are ways to help maintain your mental health. Read all about tips for keeping things in check during midterms. Humber Esports is continuing to grow fast, but some believe gaming is only for boys. Humber Gaming Club President Lanvi Nguyen shows how gaming shouldn't be exclusive to only one gender. Read about the experiences of women in the Humber Gaming Club and why they think gaming is an activity for everyone. Things happening around Humber. Looking to de-stress before reading week? Why not take advantage of a free massage therapy offer this afternoon? Massage therapy students will be offering free chair, table massages in the LRC concourse from 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you miss out, they'll offer them again on November 8. Clubs are a great way to get to know even more people on campus that are outside of your classroom. However, be aware that IGNITE's club applications will be closing soon, so be sure to join a club as soon as possible. If you are interested in joining a club, go to this page to search the available clubs. AI technology continues to grow and is increasingly impacting some jobs. Rather than AI taking over jobs such as teaching, what if it could be used by professors to help enhance a student's learning experience? Join a series of workshops called AI 8. The event page is here if you are interested to learn more. Humber Athletics. Humber's women's rugby sevens team is gearing up for the playoffs, having placed in the top three this season. Aislinn Millett has this look at what the team wants to do next. On Saturday, the men's rugby team will play against the Sheridan Bruins at 1 p.m. at the Humber Valley Field in Toronto. Be sure to catch the game live here. On Wednesday, two volleyball matches against the Sheridan Bruins at the North Campus Gym, with the women's volleyball team playing at 6 p.m. and the men's volleyball team at 8 p.m. Be sure to catch the games live. Find the women's game here and the men's game here.